As we continue in worship this morning, we have the opportunity to look upon the scriptures for the next couple of weeks. I'm reading from Micah today, and then next week we'll be in Luke, looking at the prayer that Christ first taught us and sharing that together. And then the following week on August 3rd, Reverend Tina Carter will be here with us and sharing a message as well. So we look forward to that. Thank you to Bill Henderson for jumping in last week and covering for myself and Pastor Ray. Saw Dana Hamilton here as well. So thank you for being present and for leading that time of worship. So Micah 6, 6 through 8 says, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time of worship, for the opportunity to be together with the community of faith, to know that we're not alone, but we walk with one another on the path that you have set before us, leading towards you and your love. God, I ask that you speak through me and inspire me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear with joy what you say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. So over the last few weeks, we've been hearing stories. We've been seeing images of children and families who have lost their lives or were missing as a result of the flood, the 4th of July. It's been heart-wrenching to see many faces, families of all ages, including little children whose lives were cut way too short. So much potential, so much possibility, it's been overwhelming. It's been overwhelming to see how connected we are as humans and how each of us probably knows someone who was affected or has been affected by this disaster. As I looked upon my friends and comments, I had people at former churches who had grandchildren who were at Camp Mystic during the floods. We try to make sense of the disaster as it challenges us. Challenges us to wonder, and we ask questions like, how did this happen? Why did this happen? Who do we blame? And who can we blame? And it's often this can be the God who's all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent, who becomes the one many blame. Well, why didn't God do this? You know, much of what happens in the world is clearly not God's will or plan for us. Injustice, hate, violence, poverty, abuse, cruelty. And when things that are not God's will do happen, we ask questions of why and how, and yet as the body of Christ, instead of pushing or blaming God, there's an opportunity to draw near to God as God draws near to us. In our grief and our sadness and our hurt and our wonder and our doubt, there's an opportunity to respond to the needs of the world with love and compassion and mercy. To draw on the strength of God, who gives us resilience in the face of the circumstances beyond our control. A foundation of our faith. What it means to be the church. What it means to be a child of God. We were created in the image of God, and we have this purpose within each of us, in our hearts, that draws us to something greater than ourselves. And once we get past that fear of maybe not knowing enough or feel inadequate enough, we find that there's something within us that we are difference makers. We can positively affect the world around us. And there's this deep need for us to live in that way by our Creator. We reciprocate God's love, loving our neighbors and pursuing God's will in tangible ways. Micah says in this morning's reading to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Micah is considered one of the minor prophets. We don't know a whole lot about him, except he was a prophet in the 8th century, a contemporary of the better-known prophets Isaiah, Amos, and Hosea. But even so, we've heard the scripture before. We've heard these three things of doing justice and loving kindness or mercy and walking humbly with our God. It's something that's easy to follow along. It's something we like three things. We like things in sets of three. We talked about three a couple weeks ago with do no harm and do good and stay in love with God. As I was walking around New York this past week, trying to keep up with my family as we were trying to get to lunch, I looked up on the side of a building, and I didn't have time to see what building it was, but on the side of the building caught my attention, do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God on the side of the building. This text is well known. It's easily discerned. It's easily, we can remember these things. But I also think it gives us something to hold on to. What does God expect in these things of doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with God is as relevant as it was in Micah's time, it is today. These people came to Micah, and they were wondering, you know, like, of all these things that God has done, that Israel had done for Israel in miraculous ways and liberating them and liberating leaders and passaging through the promised lands, and still they are wondering, like, well, what's God want? Does he want a thousand rams? Does he want thousands rivers of oil? Does he want the death of my firstborn? What would satisfy God? And God says, Micah says, this is it. To do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. He has shown you these. To bless and to encourage and to serve and to seek the best for those around you. So often we think that our lives are insignificant or can be meaningless, that we have to accomplish something big. But friends, it's these small acts across the course of our lives that make a true difference. Being there for your neighbors, young and old, listening to the needs around us, seeing people in the image of God, paying attention to the flow of the world, giving thanks to God, and acknowledging each moment as a gift. It's been hard to figure out, and I haven't been able to do one of the ERT trainings yet, the early response training, or haven't been able to go over into the hill country yet, and I want to thank you for your generosity and donating through UMCOR and through helping those in need in the Hill Country. And there's been many churches who've been putting together flood buckets that are filled with supplies for families. Small acts meeting the needs of those around us. Having lived in the Rio Grande Valley for 9 years, there were many rainstorms. Following one of those in Harlingen, I had the opportunity to go and share flood buckets. We drove around neighborhoods and looked for people, and if we saw someone, we stopped our car and we said, would you like a flood bucket? Many people felt overwhelmed, heartbroken, didn't know what to do next. But for people like Rolando, it was just the presence of folks caring and a prayer alongside them that meant the world to them. That God is still God, and that God is a God of love, and that God will never leave us. It's in those moments of hurt and disaster that our meaning is to be a reminder of God's love, and that reminder provides a peace that we're not alone. Doing justice, loving kindness, walking humbly with our God, prayerfully, doing important work, and expecting nothing in return. A great Quaker gentleman expressed it well over two centuries ago when he wrote, I expect to pass through life but once. If there is any kindness I can show, or any good thing I can do to any fellow being, let me do it now, and not defer or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again. Our greatest purpose in life is to be loved by God and to love God and to reflect God's love in tangible ways to others. And when we do this, we find ourselves living life as God intends for us. May we never fear that our life is meaningless or insignificant. But we're in this sacred dance. Sometimes we're giving, sometimes we're receiving. We seek to live life moment by moment as God would have us live, doing the work of God that He's placed in our path. May we always humbly pursue love and justice, mercy and kindness, and in doing so, may our lives be filled with meaning. Thank you, Micah, for these words. Thank you, Jesus, for your example. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for an opportunity to be together in the heaviness of life. Thank you for your presence, always walking beside us, that we might also be the presence, your presence with one another in love and compassion. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together, something we never take for granted. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.